Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for the second part of Digging Spud Murphy. My guest, Spud Murphy, was a first-rate big band swing arranger, writing for Benny Goodman, Fletcher Henderson, Casaloma, and other top bands. During the 1930s, he wrote nearly 600 arrangements and over 100 original compositions. When I asked what made him a successful arranger, Spud's main response was that if the melody of the tune was good, he'd use it. If it wasn't, he'd use very little of the melody and make up the rest. I suspect there's more to good arranging than that, such as knowing what a particular band could manage and knowing the talents of particular instrumentalists. Like Ellington, he was often writing his arrangements for known soloists. Murphy could write slow or fast, schmaltzy or hot. His wide range can be heard in these two contrasting Benny Goodman arrangements from 1935, this moody Ballad in Blue and Digga Digga Doo. I especially wanted to hear Spud talk about some of the truly great musicians he'd worked or partied with, Fletcher Henderson, Fats Waller, and Cab Calloway.
Yeah, I was friends with Cab Calloway, and he used to take me out to the place in Harlem where everybody goes, Cotton Club, show me a nice evening, you know. Fats Waller. Fats and I were great friends. One time I was up in the Southern Music Publishing office, and Irving Mills said to him, "We want you to do this song on a recording." Fats was saying, "Okay, fine." And they were worried that he would turn it down. And so Irving Mills said to him, "If that's not high enough in your key, we'll have it transposed and everything." And Fats says, "Don't worry, little Seagrams will bring it up to pitch."
Did you ever sit down to a meal with Fats?
Oh, yeah. Fats had a girlfriend named Miss White. And I used to eat with him once in a while. He could eat. He came to my birthday party and played the piano. You know, I just invited him as a guest, and he sat down and started to play the piano. And he kept playing, and they kept applauding, and he just kept on playing. And so finally I said, "Hey, Fats, you were invited as a guest. You've been playing the piano all day. I think I ought to pay you." And he said, "You want to pay me? More food."
My kind of guy.
Yeah.
We started the hour with Spud Murphy's arrangements for Benny Goodman of Ballad in Blue and Digga Digga Doo, that latter performance of my guest Dean Mora's band, The Modern Rhythmists, is from their Goblin Market CD dedicated to the music of my very special guest, Spud Murphy, now in his mid-90s. In this hour, Spud will be sharing a lot more with us about his fascinating life in music, writing, composing, and playing a key role behind the scenes, crafting the all-important arranging scores for big bands of the swing era. We'll be hearing Spud's own late 1930s recording band and his arrangements for Fletcher Henderson, Benny Goodman, and others in recordings new and old. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz. Thanks for joining me in Digging Spud Murphy. Dean Mora's Modern Rhythmist CD Goblin Market features Spud's writing and arranging. But even before Goblin Market, the band was featuring Murphy's arrangements and tunes, like this Murphy original, Dancing with a Debutante, recorded by the Spud Murphy Orchestra in 1938.
Thank you.
As we listen to Do You or Don't You Love Me, Spud's 1936 arrangement for the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, featuring solos by trumpeter Roy Eldridge and Chu Berry on tenor sax, he speaks glowingly of Fletcher Henderson and his bandmates.
Fletcher Henderson, he's a great guy, a marvelous person, and one of my best friends of all time. Great piano player and terrific composer and arranger, and we were friends for many years.
Do you know Chu Berry on tenor sax?
Well, yes. We worked at the Roseland together. It's two bands, you know, continuous music. The way the band was situated is that there's a double bandstand and there was a banister between, if you want to call it a banister, you know. In Fletcher's band, the piano's set at the far eastern part of the bandstand, and on ours, the piano player was on the far west. So the band's instrumentation was backwards, so I sat next to Chu Berry all the time.
Thank you.
This is Dave Radlauer. You're listening to Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues and Hot Jazz, Old and New. And I'm very, very lucky to have in studio Spud Murphy, a wonderful arranger from the 1930s, 40s, and still going strong today, and Dean Mora, who runs a wonderful swing band in L.A. called Mora's Modern Rhythmus. You play piano in addition to leading the band, right?
Yes.
I like your vocal on Sing, Sing, Sing.
You're too kind, I have to say. I know for some reason I have this urge to do at least one vocal. And every time I do a vocal, I'm thinking, why did I do that vocal? I'll never do another vocal again. And then, of course, another CD will come around. But I appreciate it, yes. I try to sort of sound like the vocalist on the Henderson original recording.
If I'm not mistaken, it was one Georgia Boy Simpkins, who I've never heard of.
I know.
I don't know if anyone has.
No, perhaps. Did you hear of Spud, did you hear of Georgia Boy Simpkins?
No.
No? Okay, see.
Do I have to?
No, I...
He's credited as the vocalist on Sing, 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 the 1936 Fletcher Henderson recording.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
That's an unmistakable melody. Spud Murphy's arrangement of Jingle Bells for Benny Goodman from a 1935 radio transcription. Rather nicely done, I thought. More is Modern Rhythmus with Spud Murphy's never previously recorded arrangement for Benny Goodman of Let's Face the Music and Dance with a nice vocal by Kerr Morrison and Dean's own singing on Spud's 1936 arrangement for Fletcher Henderson of Sing, Sing, Sing. I'm Dave Radlauer, you're digging Spud Murphy with me on the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, recently awarded a Golden Reel by the National Federation of Community Broadcasters for a third consecutive year. We'll be right back. Bud Murphy's orchestra recording in 1938, a Murphy original called Just a Phrase. I think one reason that Spud Murphy was such a good arranger was he had a very wide understanding of the instruments. At one time or another, he played most of the saxophone family, flute, oboe, bassoon, trumpet, valve trombone, and his eventual bread-and-butter instrument, the clarinet.
What's a drawing? Well, he's a little man about 3 foot tall with a long green beard.
Here's a couple of rare 78s of Spud Murphy's orchestra in 1939. Spud directing as well as playing clarinet and alto sax. The tongue-in-cheek humor of Dance of the Doinks and the mock-serious Bully Jaja, also known as Jungle Dance. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com.